You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Yes, hello, welcome along to the William Hill Racing Podcast. We're going to look ahead to Tuesday's action on this edition. You'll hear it all live on Racing Radio from 12:50pm with Stephen Powell, Tom Morley and Craig Forsyth in the studio. We've got jumping from Newcastle and Lingfield to look forward to, alongside all of the racing on the fibre sand at Southwell. So plenty to get stuck into. You'll hear full commentaries and results from those meetings, and do join the team from 12:50pm. Right now, though, my name is Mark Walton. I'm joined in the studio by Lord John Budden. How are you, John?
Very well indeed, Mark. Although my nap today on Monday got beaten in a photo finish, which was annoying, aggravating.
You're still doing pretty well on the naps this term, John. You're up there towards the top end of the table, aren't you?
Well, I'm second at the moment, yeah. Yes. May it stop at that.
good to see a man in fine form at the moment. Lord Budden, we're going to get his thoughts on Tuesday's racing in a few moments' time. But before we do, we've got plenty to reflect on from the weekend. And the Racing Post have published their Monday jury, as always, which reflects on some of those performances. So we'll spin through those questions with Lord Budden. First question, John. Will Cotswold Chase winner Definitely Red be a big player in the Gold Cup? He is quite a big price for the Gold Cup. He's 20-1 with us here at William Hill at the moment, so not really considered to be one of the front runners in the market.
No, but he won really well on trials day at Cheltenham, and as a result, he has to be considered a player. Brian Ellison is absolutely definite that the horse is good enough to take a major role in the Gold Cup, and on Saturday's running, we'd have to say, well, why not? The thing which interests me so much about Saturday was that I had spoken to Brian previously about Definitely Red, who's one of my favourite horses. He was actually won at Carlisle. Any horse which wins at Carlisle always goes well up my list. And I said to him about 3 weeks ago, what about the Skybet Chase or the Cotswold Chase? And he was quite definite. He said, well, Definitely Red could go for either, but he won't go for either of the races unless there is the word good somewhere in the official going description. Well, it absolutely shoveled it down with rain at Cheltenham on Saturday, but there was Definitely Red, absolutely no sign of good in the ground, and he thrashed them all, and he galloped all the way to the line, and it was a remarkable performance. And if you can do that in ground that he doesn't like, on better ground, he clearly is going to be a player. There are other, perhaps classier individuals with a touch more acceleration might bite for one of them.
Yes. So would you back him at this point, John? Would you give him a chance of running well in the Gold Cup then?
I wouldn't back him at the moment, no.
Okay.
I'd like to see him run well. And, I mean, he is a galloper and a very good jumper. And if some of the more fancied horses do not do what they should do, then Definitely Red could be there. My own personal view is that he would be better in the Grand National, but that's only a personal view, and the trainer is much wiser than me.
A lot of people think he could be more of a national type than a Gold Cup type, but we'll see how he gets on. We're sticking with the Gold Cup equation, if you like, or the staying chases for Definite. What's the answer to the riddle, the equine riddle, Bristol Demay, and what's next for him?
Well, Bristol Demay, to me, has lost his confidence. Again, I'm not the trainer, but I fancied at Kempton that he wouldn't like the King George. I don't think he did. He got a slight setback during the race, but he jumped left-handed. I think he is better going left-handed and on a flat track, but he does temporarily appear to have lost the sort of confidence and enthusiasm which he had about 3 months ago. Mind you, that Betfair Chase is very tough, and although Bristol Domais won apparently effortlessly, it wasn't effortlessly. And in the past, horses have had quite a lot taken out of them by that particular race. And Bristol Domais is a horse who tends to lose his form and then come back again. If I owned him, I would be tempted to do two things. One, certainly to give him a break, bring him back fresh. And as the owners, Simon Munier and his partner, have lots of horses abroad, I would tend to run him perhaps in France at one of the big spring races at Auteuil. It's possible that he'd come back for the Grand National, but in a way, I think he's better to a flat track.
OK, so Bristol Domais, freshen him up and send him to France, in Lord Budden's opinion. Will Fairy House winner Lorena continue William Mullins' dominance in the Mares Novices Hurdle? That's the Trill House Stud Novices Hurdle. She's the favourite at the moment, Lorena. She's 2-1. Maria's Benefit, who is also a winner at the weekend, is 4-1. Apple Shakira is 5-1. Can't see her going to the race. Salsaretta is 7-1. Irish Run 9s and 12s or bigger for the others. Could be quite an interesting battle, that, couldn't it, between Lorena and Maria's Benefit if they both turn up?
It could be a serious battle. I think Lorena's got, you know, a really serious chance of winning the race. It's a bit early, and William Mullins tends to play his cards very close to his chest, particularly in a race like this. And you can't blame him. I mean, he's got a whole series of excellent mares, and it's just a matter of what he considers to be absolutely boiling over, spot on, in time for the 5-day decade and so on before the festival. The Fairy House race looked to be a good one, and Lorena won well. That's all I can say, really. I think we just have to wait and see whether Mullins decides to run Lorena or not. If he does, bet it.
OK. Can Frodon make it 3 from 3 on Cheltenham's new course in the Ryanair?
Well, I think he's run too much. I have a little theory, Mark. I don't know whether it is absolutely accurate, but horses that win at the festival, particularly competitive handicap chases or competitive chases, tend to be those who haven't necessarily run up a sequence of wins earlier in the season. I think Frodon's an athletic, very nippy little horse. He obviously likes Cheltenham. I listened or read Brian F. Frost's opinion about Frodon in the jury, and she clearly, as would be expected, thinks the horse has got a very good chance because of the way it jumps accurately and quick. I don't think the course would make a great deal of difference. It's just a matter of whether something else appears a little bit fresher at the time. Frodon is a really excellent little horse, but I do think he tends to run really well on heavy ground, and I'm not necessarily sure he's going to get conditions like that. So I have reservations. I don't have reservations about the jockey. I think she's absolutely spot on.
Yes, she's having a great time of things at the moment. Bryony Frost, 14-1, by the way, for Frodon in the Ryanair. If anybody does fancy his chances, the market there is still headed by Undersir, last year's winner, who is 3-1 to win it again. On a busy weekend, what was your biggest takeaway or eye-catcher?
Well, as an eye-catcher of the weekend, it would have to be Definitely Red, because I think Definitely Red won extremely well in conditions that one didn't expect him to cope with anything like as well as he did. And the manner of his victory was really eye-catching, and it'll be most interesting to see what connections decide to do with him.
So that's the eye-catcher for Lobbon, and then Definitely Red. And final question, who is your biggest fancy at next weekend's inaugural Dublin Racing Festival?
Well, I giggle a bit, because the serious matter is Footpad. I hope Footpad's going to produce a scintillating performance. Everything which Footpad has done up till now suggests that he is a really top-class chaser in the making, and I would hope that that's going to be shown again on Saturday. As far as the weekend and the Saturday is concerned, there's only one horse, of course, and that is Simply Ned. I mean, you've got to be with him, Simply Ned. I'm absolutely astonished at the way that he is so well backed. I mean, he's 12 years old now, and he's something like 9-2, third favourite behind York Hill and Min. Mind you, he did run extremely well at Leopardstown last time. I know he had to be awarded the race, quite correctly so he was awarded the race, because he nearly put, Min nearly put Mark Walsh over the rails inside the last 50 yards. And that was a really good performance by Simply Ned. Can he do it again? Well, that's a great question. And I really will be rooting for Simply Ned. I'd love to see him win and beat York Hill and Min again. It would be the greatest thing of the whole season if Simply Ned were to win the Coral Dublin Chase.
Very good. York Hill is even money there, 6-4 Min, and Simply Ned, as you mentioned, third favourite there at 5-1. So each way pleasure, John. Each way bet to nothing at the moment.
Well, possibly so. If I was Andy Holding, it would be, yes.
So John's hoping for a big run from Simply Ned. Then we've got all that to look forward to next weekend, but right now we're going to concentrate on matters a little bit closer to hand. Lord Budden has picked out a couple of races for us on Tuesday. Both of them are at Newcastle, and the first of them is the 230, which is a Class 3 handicap chase over almost 3 miles. It's the extended 2 miles and 7 furlongs, really. Six of them taking their part in this one. John, which ones have caught your eye here? What's made you pick this race?
Well, I love this race a bit, because I thought originally it was going to be a really competitive handicap. I think the ground at Newcastle has frightened a number of the trainers off, and it's been reduced to just about half a dozen or so. And if you look carefully at them, the survivors have got more letters than they have got numbers behind them. So it's going to be an interesting race to get the winner. Lucinda Russell's horse is in fairly good shape, and I think that Newtown Lad must have a squeak, although pulled up last time out. I think that was a banger, but has got form in the ground, and the team are muscling in to their sort of early season good form, which they usually produce around about February and March. There's an interesting ex-hunter chaser in the field called Central Flame. Jimmy Walton trains that. It was always thought to be a really good hunter chaser and probably rules chaser in the making, but has been extremely disappointing. And if the letters are anything to go by, Central Flame is going to have it very hard to do. Newcastle can be a specialist track, Mark, and we've got an old favourite here, and that's Alto de Mott. How many P's in front of Alto de Mott's name?
Two. Last two races.
The last two are P's. Henry Hogarth trains this, some almost veteran chaser. Loves soft ground, really likes Newcastle. And those people in this race who, are looking for something of value, they could do far worse than support that particular individual, Alto de Mott, but he hasn't done it for a long time. So by process of elimination, we come to the form horse in the race, and that is at the bottom. Presented has to be the form horse in this contest. He's trained by Lisa Harrison, not far from Silloth on the coast of Cumbria, and she has a partner who was a very good amateur jockey called Dale Jewett, and Dale Jewett is an excellent hand at getting the horses ready. Now, Presented has got some very decent form in better races than this. Admittedly, it's probably on slightly better ground, but he's run well at Carlisle in really competitive handicaps at least a couple of times this winter. He's had a little break. He's back here off a favourable weight, and in a race that really shouldn't take a lot of winning. So Presented is the choice.
Presented the choice for Lord Budden then in that 2:30 at Newcastle, and the next race that he's got for us is the 3:35, which is a Class 4 handicap chase over 2 miles, and a field of six of them set to go to post for this one, John. A lot of people will be looking at Whitson Days in this race, who was a winner last time out, arrives with a penalty to defy, but seems to be in good heart.
Should win, no question about that. Whitsunday, for those people who like a bit of a shorty, has to be a serious thought as a punter's bet at Newcastle on Tuesday. Donald McCain is in tremendous form. He's certainly trained over 70 winners this season, round about 75, I think. Had another winner at Sedgefield, ridden by his daughter. and that won well, and the team continues to be in great shape. Whit Sunday was not backed off the field, but he was very heavily supported at Kelso and won like a heavily supported horse ought to do so, and reappears quickly under a penalty. He's also got Lorcan Murtagh in the saddle. Now, we were waiting to see who was going to ride, because there was a blank early on in the returns or the preview runners at Newcastle for Whit Sunday. But Lorcan Murtagh rides, taking off that valuable little claim that he has. He rode his best winner ever at Newcastle, incidentally. Lorcan rode the winner of the Ida Chase for Rose Dobbin. And he's riding extremely well as Donald McCain's top conditional jockey. And I think that his claim, which will go really quite a long way to reducing the penalty, could be vital here. What to beat? Well, Casual Cavaliers in the race, also trained now in Cumberland or Cumbria by George Bewley, with Brian Hughes in the saddle. Brian has ridden this horse on the last couple of occasions, and quite frankly, Casual Cavalier has only plodded around, and he ought to play second fiddle to Whit Sunday. Not a great deal else in the field, because Shani Syke appears to have temporarily lost the plot, and Duhallow County Victor Thompson's horse is pretty modest. So, quite frankly, Whit Sunday ought to win for Donald McCain and Lorcan Murtagh.
Yeah, Whit Sunday's for the inform, Donald McCain, then over the last 14 days, he's on a 40% strike rate, which is no mean feat, and Lorcan Murtagh has had a winner as well in that spell. Good stuff, John. Of the pair, which would be the strongest opinion?
Well, I would have to go for Presented, because I think he'd be at a better price.
OK, good stuff. Thank you very much, John. Good luck with that, and enjoy the action on Tuesday.
Thank you, Mark.
There you go. That's the thoughts of Lord Budden then on Tuesday's racing. You'll hear it all live on Racing Radio from 12.50 with Stephen Powell, Tom Morley and Craig Forsyth in the studio. Newcastle, Lingfield and Southwell, the three meetings, so do join them for that. Thank you very much for listening to this William Hill Racing podcast, and enjoy Tuesday's action.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.